Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, the internet, and welcome to season 116, episode 3 of the Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast. Like I said, every time we go to a graveyard, we see the headstone. It says United States of America. We dig up the corpse. We look inside the skull and go, what is going on inside of your brain, America? And officially off the rip, you know how it is. We always say, fuck Koch brothers, like as in the Koch brothers, as in Koch Industries, as in the Kochtopus, and also fuck Fox News. Okay, now, it's Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. My name is not Jack O'Brien. That's usually where you would hear that part. That's because my name is actually Miles Gray, a.k.a. Henny Loggins, a.k.a. Thick Springfield, a.k.a. Lionel Bitchy, a.k.a. Phil Ballins, a.k.a. Amelie Joel, a.k.a. John Cougar Fellenkamp, a.k.a. Michael Whack Donald, a.k.a. Baldin Oates, a.k.a. Kenny OG, a.k.a. The Doobie Brother, a.k.a. Skrilly Dan. Oh, wow. That's a lot of 80s, a lot of falsetto in there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm guessing, because yesterday when I did my Cyndi Lauper, a.k.a., they were feeling the falsetto. Shout out to Crispy Meme Donut, Chrissy Yamaguchi, man, you know what time it is. And we know who it is, Walnut Chestnut Jr. at Water Chestnut 2 on Twitter. Yeah. Sounds like a cool name.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Turns out he's not a walnut. I believe he's actually some form of sake. He's on the high seas. And that could have just been him sipping a high sea. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Now, who is that? Wait, who are you? Maybe you should announce yourself, or I will announce you. Today's special guest co-host is none other than the Lord of Chaos himself, Blake Wexler.
This is Blake Wexler, a.k.a. the Vince Vaughn spawn, a.k.a. Blaker the Handshaker, a.k.a. he who has not Clemsoned, cast the first stone. Wow. L-K-A-L-S. Woo! It's the Chaos Boss himself.
L-S, are you feeling good about that national championship?
I feel good for the coach, Ed Orgeron. He had, like, a rough career. People made fun of him a lot, and then he got to win a title. And then, you know, it was the tragic thing that happened with the, I believe, the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. He had family pass away in a flight. There was that private plane that crashed a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
So, yeah, you have to feel good for those reasons.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm not, like, tied to LSU.
Why does shit get real so quick, no matter what we talk about?
That's right. There's a lot of shit out there.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Blake? Thanks for filling in. You know, Jack is out there. He's doing his thing out there.
Well, this is a union job.
And yeah.
And I'm in the podcast host union. Yeah.
Yeah,
the dues are very cheap.
Yeah, they're...
And the healthcare shit.
Yeah, I think to pay your dues, you give a promo code.
It's true. It's true for a mattress.
Some kind of product. now we have to talk about our guest. Who's in the third seat?
My God.
Oh, y'all are in for one. Because it's Mr. Magnificent himself, Mr. Bigfoot Hunter himself.
Take it down.
The Yeti of Spaghetti. I don't even know what that means. Chris
wow.
Crofton,
like
maybe.
That. How are you guys?
How hey, are you, man?
I'm doing glad great. To be here.
Yeah.
Real glad to be here. Yeah, the Yeti of Spaghetti.
I don't even
I'll
know where
it.
That came. Yeah.
That's fine. Well, you
ever
guys...
since that Mount St. Helens thing you told us about all the Bigfoot bodies that were
oh, yeah,
covered up
that,
in
yeah.
the Mount St. Helens.
Well, you only eat pasta in the woods.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever fits right. the. I mean, I don't know really exactly how this AKA stuff works, but I, as far as I can tell, it's a bunch of nonsense. Oh, so okay. I think that yeah. Yeti spaghetti sounds
works.
Fine.
Actually,
to me.
A more fitting yeah. one is AKA hashtag cold brew got me like.
Yeah, whatever.
And you're not drinking cold brew. You're being
don't
careful.
Don't tell people.
Well, you are caffeinated, but I'm
oh
just
yeah,
saying.
I had cold brew earlier, but now I'm having a mocha because this show. Can I say it? We're taping after
yeah.
noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like usually I like to. Come,
wake,
you know,
oh yeah, start your day.
Give a podcast both barrels of my morning,
yeah.
of my morning mojo. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sorry.
Now you're getting your morning.
No,
mocha.
No, I think you got it.
And then, and I have the cold brew, and then it's like you know, it's comedy gold. But today it's after noon.
Yes,
and I've already been traumatized
oh,
by
no.
the day,
yeah.
by part of the day,
just being alive.
Yeah,
yeah
so I'm already
alive.
Like. I've already feel like I got run over, so I got an emergency mocha.
Oh,
and that's mocha with emergency powder in it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, right. I don't know what they put in there. I told them to load it up, so I got a.
It's real bubbly though.
They said the whole milk, and I took a little while, and I said, "Yeah, I don't know what." There was no thought process that happened during that part where I took a moment either. They said whole milk, okay, and there's like I thought I kind of did a little bit of theater where I cocked my head,
pretend
but then I
thinking.
Said I couldn't didn't think anything about milk. Or I tried to.
What would you have thought?
I that's well, what I thought. I guess 2% came in my head, but and then I think actually my exact thought process was 2% question mark fat question mark mm-hmm. and then I said okay. just whole's fine.
Give
yeah.
us all the fat 98%
that was
fat.
It.
I'll just sip around it.
Yeah,
and
it's okay.
Yeah, I thought chocolate would be. Maybe it would make me funnier.
Were mm-hmm. you saying off mic that you had a nervous breakdown last time you had
well,
too
last
much?
Time I was here, yeah, like I
and
had
I'm working,
a,
on this. I'm working on my hosting
wow,
skills,
way to reveal.
By the way.
I had, thank you for bringing
you.
It up. yeah, I yes, I was hospitalized briefly.
Yes, tell
and,
me about the worst day of your life.
No, wasn't it though? For people who just heard that and think what he means is serious, it's not a he. What happened?
I ate Chris? Nothing in the morning, and uh-huh. I had like a lot of cold brew, and I also had not slept very much, and. I forget what else. I did something else the night before that was like.
But it just hit you
whatever.
All
I was wiped out, and then I had cold brew, and I was like all fired up telling a story about something about Bigfoots that were injured on Mount St. Helens or whatever it was. And then I just, my whole brain just went blank. I mean, like, it's happened before where your brain just, I don't know if you've ever had it. Maybe it's something that
just
happens
a little
when
blood
you're
sugar
over
too?
40, but just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to drink coffee until. This is how my day goes.
Until
I drink
you go
coffee
blind.
Until my body can't take it anymore, and it's like you're about to die or something, and then I will eat something.
Oh, right. Perfect.
So
we just caught you at that moment.
So like I had a moment where I was like super. I was excited to be on the show. I love being on this show. I really get fired up. I want to do my best, and so I got like you know I'm like I need to drink cold brew, even though I was feeling kind of fragile from like not getting sleep, and then all of a sudden things were going good, and I was talking about something real funny, and then
that went, yeah,
and then Miles was just like. Oh yeah, and then what happened after that? And I was like,
you're like you just said, yeah. hold like, on, I need to eat something.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
sorry.
It took a while though. For a minute, I tried to get it back on track, and you were trying to help because
oh, you're like I forgot what I said.
Yeah, it and you were like, don't worry. No. But what was it? You were just saying this, and then Jack was like, you were just saying this, and it wasn't helping.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know, then it was getting weird, and then I said, I think I need to eat something, which
we did.
My therapist told me to say if that ever happened, if I ever had one of those brain.
Wipes.
Yeah, they told me I should say I have to eat something.
Well, and
even if
well,
you, don't
you
have
got
to,
that,
yeah, they just told me that was a good
terrible
out.
Advice.
It was a good
like
out.
It is.
I was, no, but I did. I ate a bagged egg or egg in a
bag.
Well, I was like, what, look, I sometimes buy those eggs from Trader Joe's that are in a bag,
yeah, yeah.
which nobody egg likes. Bag. If you want to be popular, do mm-hmm. not do that.
No, because you see it and you go, wait till this dude opens that thing.
Yeah,
and it's a diet
go?
Fart that
oh,
creeps
it's
out
disgusting.
Of that bag.
Yeah. It's disgusting. But if you want to never have a girlfriend, like have a girl come over to your place and see a bag of eggs in your refrigerator.
My
I don't
God.
Care how well you're doing.
Did this man rob a nest?
Yeah. I don't. Nobody likes it. But anyway, I like them because
sealer.
Sometimes I just you got to get something in your damn
hey,
belly.
It's protein, man.
Yeah.
You know, we hungry but then belly full.
I
so
was
I had
on.
A bistro
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, finish your bistro.
Oh, just bistro box. It was an egg in one of those Starbucks.
I'm glad we got that detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the record, because it was touch and go there until that. Before we get into everything, let's just talk about what we're getting into in the show. And we'll check in with the long overdue impeachment trial.
Girl, I'm talking about impeaching this creep.
Because we got some updates, some votes coming out of places we didn't think they would. And in addition to some senators from the right, okay, the GOP, that are willing to check Trump's powers. Oh, wow. It's like they don't want to be involved in an unnecessary war. And some Murdoch drama.
Ooh.
With the Ruperts and the Lacklands and the James, the Rupert Murdoch family. There's some, I don't know if it's infighting. It seems like there's one son who believes in science and then the rest don't.
Yeah, that checks out.
Then we'll check in with Felicity Huffman's daughter, because I've been worried about her ever since she was gaslit into thinking she was a genius.
Speaking of employment, I hope she's employed now. Like, I hope she's still employed. Well, what is her profession? Is she an actress?
She acts like she goes to college.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. So an actress.
Yeah. And also, Kanye, you know, he's been talking about this. He's the whole church stuff, and he's really fully gone to the evangelical dark side, because he's on a roster of people at this conference. It's dark days. And if you're a Kanye West fan, prepare yourself, because he's no longer with The Rock. He's with a different kind of rock, The Rock of Christ. And it's, wow, the cast of characters at this conference he's at. It's something to behold. Now, before we get into that, Chris.
Yeah.
What's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
All right, here we go.
Here we go. What's on YouTube, baby?
Well, this is the new one. I think I have a funny feeling that you guys might know about this, but maybe not. It's this guy named, I think his name's New England Wildlife and More. Hold on. It's New England.
With an emphasis on and more. And,
yeah. Well, here's the funny thing about this guy. Yeah, New England Wildlife and More. Now, here's the and more is mostly what he does, and the and more is... He opens old food from the 1960s and 50s and 40s.
Like
he
old
opens
war rations and stuff?
He does,
or canned food?
He does war rations, but he'll just open canned food that he gets from, I don't know where, canned food auctions or something.
Jesus.
And he opens and sometimes eats.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does he ever eat one and started heaving?
Well, it's kind of weird, because I always thought, like, if you open one of those old cans, like an old can of, say, cream corn from literally, sometimes he'll open one from, like, the 40s.
Right.
Like, Jesus. I thought you had to have, like, a gas mask on. I don't know what. I thought,
right.
For some reason, I associate botulism with cans, but I don't know if it comes out of the air or what happens.
Sure,
you
sure.
know what I mean? All I know is something
I'm not even thinking that scientifically. In my mind, it's like 70-year-old can? Gross.
Well, just don't do that.
In the 70s, like my mom, like when I was like 8 years old, would be like, you don't want a dented can because it's botulism. But I don't know. I never understood why. But anyway, these cans are not only dented, but they're 60 years old. And he's like, it's swollen. He's like, you can see it's going to hiss. He gets real into whether it's going to hiss or not. Seems to be happy when it hisses, but he's also disgusted.
Oh, so he's kind of like, I think we got a live one here.
He sniffs it. He will occasionally taste it, like with his, and then he says, I think that was a mistake to taste that. And he's like, I think that maybe I should wash my mouth out, because that probably has bacteria in it. And I don't know why. Sometimes he thinks it's okay to taste it. He's like, I think he sniffs it and he thinks if it's like...
passes the smell test or something?
If it smells enough like the product's supposed to, then sometimes he can't resist but to taste it.
Right.
But
I like how you go, I think you guys might know this channel.
Well, it's got...
and what was his name again?
New England Wildlife and More.
His name is New England Wildlife and More, but it should really be called Man Who Opens Old Cans... and more.
Yeah.
Because
and actually exactly that. And no more, no less.
Yeah, and even if he is out among the wildlife, I'm still thinking he has like 1940s cream corn in his belly. So it's really more like man who eats old food is in the wildlife.
Yeah, dude who does diarrhea in the woods.
Yeah, it's not.
The
it's
channel.
Man who eats old food from...
Is each video sort of like 1956 Campbell's soup?
Yeah.
Like so it's like, or is it, does he come upon these cans? You never know the provenance of these cans?
He sometimes mentions that he got them from like somebody on his street, or sometimes he mentions that he got them from, I don't know. I guess he sometimes just says some guy gave them to him. He opens like a can, like, you know, when people can stuff from the, opens shit from the 40s, and he'll just open it and he'll be like, he's really intent on, he just goes, oh my God, this really stinks. Oh, boy, right? It's like, I think this used to be cherries. It's probably cherries. Yeah, it looks like cherries. looks like probably cherries. And he's like, but then he's like, it's like, okay. And then he dumps it in this tray, but it's just like a tray, like a regular tray. But he kind of makes it like it's scientific. Like he's always like, make sure he gets it all out of there. Like right. He figures out it's disgusting. And then he's like, it's hard
then
to get out of here.
With trash.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to have to use a spoon to get it out. But it's like, why do you need to get it out? Like, I know what it is. It's like some kind of spoiled fruit.
And then he's like, play with it. He's like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's kind of, and then sometimes he'll like stick his finger in it and like taste it and then go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But he does it all the time.
It'd be great the following videos. He's like slowly becoming more and more gray in the face.
He drinks Crystal Light. Well, he looks like he's already, you know.
Yeah, what does he look like?
He's kind of like, seems like kind of a backwoods, like kind of a meth I get a methy vibe from him, like a methy trailer vibe.
I'm getting that too.
And he seems like, so he probably is like maybe used to like, you know, eating. I mean, he just seems like sturdy enough that maybe he can poke his finger in some 1940s cream corn without needing to worry about it that much.
That is one of my favorite characteristics I've ever heard someone say about another person. How do they look? Sturdy. Yeah. They have their legs underneath
them. He's like, I would never. I don't care how much the product smelled. I don't care. He's like, this is Fluffernutter from 1972.
Yeah, this one is canned horse meat MRE review.
Okay, well, that's like a ration. Yeah.
Yeah, a meal ready to eat.
I just watched him flush Jell-O down the toilet. And is that how he exposes or disposes of all of his foods? He flushes it.
He looks at him through a microscope, too. And then he's like, I think that's bacteria, but it might not be bacteria.
He's like a trash scientist, basically.
Yeah, because he'll look at the stuff through a microscope, and he'll just be like, I think that's bacteria, but it also could be just part of the food.
Also,
and
like that's all that happens. I have no science.
He does that every time.
I have no scientific training, so honestly, I don't know what the
every
fuck
every time
I'm
he's like,
at.
Look at that. And he always kind of like grossed out. He's like, oh, God, what is that? He's like, but then it's like, oh, maybe it could just be part of the food normally, but it also could be bacteria, but I don't know. And he does that every time. And then sometimes he goes in the woods, I guess, and like looks at he'll do abandoned things sometimes.
Sure.
It's about the MREs and the canned food, really, is what it sounds
What's
like.
An MRE?
The meal ready to eat. The ration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does that.
The horse meat, for the record, came from Russia, but he wasn't sure if it did.
Here's what I like about
he wasn't informed about it.
I like, when I listen to like jazz or classical music, which is supposed to be relaxing, I can't relax. So I like to listen to like metal. Like I'll listen to like Cannibal Corpse or something and I'll relax.
Oh, we don't do plugs on here.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Dan, cut that Cannibal Corpse plug, please. Although they had a great scene in Ace Ventura.
Anyway, I'll listen to like, metal to relax. It's kind of like becomes sort of background noise, or like maybe it sounds like an industrial machine going,
like torch,
like having a washing machine going in the background or something.
That bassist plays a note called the bomb note.
But I've realized, is that true?
Yeah, it's like a whole other thing.
You know a lot about Cannibal Corpse,
dude. Oh no, I'm talking about Torch. This other band called Torch. They have a song called Tar Pit Carnivore. Check that out. Wow. If you want to relax, Chris,
that sounds cool. And so I watch this can guy in the background while I'm doing stuff around the house. So like all this, like it's like a steady hum of this guy being like, just cracking open cans.
And you got metal blasting.
This is going to be a good hiss. He'll be like, this is going to hiss definitely because it's got gas in it, you know, from being in the damn can for so long.
It's deteriorating.
And then he says, it's going to have gas. Oh, wait. And then he goes, oh, no, it didn't.
Oh.
And then he goes, oh, that one had a good amount of gas.
Uh-oh.
But there's never any, you know, it's just always a... There's no information about the gas, really.
But that was a lot of information about him. That
he's a cool,
and you.
He's a cool dude.
Knowing you chilled a metal in YouTube vids, dude,
he's got a million fucking hits on these videos. That's the thing. Is someone's watching these things besides me.
Right.
It's you and your million computers.
It might be.
What's something that's overrated?
Oh, overrated. That's right. I got this written down.
Cans that don't have gas in them.
Silent cans.
A silent can.
Oh, overrated. I don't like that one. I was going to say overrated is modern music. But that
that's
is
fine
that
based
is
on
dumb.
The sounds of old hissing cans and metal.
No,
don't
I just
compare
think,
to the likes of Claro.
I feel like that guy opening old cans is getting more done than most bands these days. Because
that's true.
He's like... I just think bands should be talking about something besides vague diary entry type stuff, considering the world's ending. I just think most music's
Who's like a popular band right now that you think, you said, I would love to just revamp your lyrics?
Guns N' Roses.
I'm a musician, and I'm trying to like, still trying to like, have a career, so I can't actually follow through on this opinion.
This I
can't say anything bad about it.
Well, you're a throwback. You're a throwback. You know, you bring the good things with you.
I just think like a lot of music is about you know, not much lyrically, and
I
think
it's like very interpersonal relationship stuff, and not like sort of like hey. The corporatocracy is creeping on us, and pretty soon we'll have nothing, and the earth is melting.
Yeah. And
oh, you haven't heard the latest Arcade Fire song then, because they address all that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, great. Yeah, every single one.
I thought they retired.
Hmm? Yeah. Oh, they're back, baby.
for this one song.
Yeah, the flame is brewing
again.
The
earth is melting.
But I think it's a lot because rich kids are, like, rich kids have always been musicians, like, because...
They can afford the
artists
stuff.
In general tend well, to be
the way
rich.
The way our education system works, it's like musical education isn't always readily available to everyone. So like you have to go out of your way almost to seek it. Whereas like other countries they're steeped in musical traditions a bit more.
And I grew up kind of like I'm not like poor. I didn't grow up poor. You know, so I'm not saying that you can't make good music if you're rich. But since the music industry has just been fucked by. There's like so few opportunities now.
Whoa, it's your career.
Almost all nepotism. And so like the people that tend to be making music are people who, you know, hang out in like Atwater Village and in LA and like just are concerned.
Now
with
you're attacking
like,
me.
Now you're attacking our audience.
Yeah.
Oh I was just in Atwater Village. The Atwater Village why I know people. Who's there. The reason I know who's in Atwater Village is because I was there eating a bowl of like kimchi or some shit. I loved hipster crap.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this stuff too. I'm just saying that I wish, like, considering the Trump people and the Koch brothers are being very specific with their shit, that I think maybe, like, musicians should dial it in a little bit and, like, focus a little and be a little less, like, just, like, into the desert. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, everybody's just like, I love the desert.
You've been to
like,
Joshua
that's their
Tree?
Main, like, it's like what? You have a platform now. You know, it's hard to come by a microphone in this, you know, corporate owned landscape of Live Nation. And now you've got your big moment. Like, what do you want to say, trust fund kid?
Sand.
I like the desert. Oh, great. That's great.
I like the dessert.
What's your take? Dude, have you ever been to Cabo?
Right.
What?
That's the thing. And like, on the other hand, we got people doing travel bands and shit. So, I mean, I just think music can be, you know,
Music is the weapon of the future.
I am not
Fela Kuti once.
Yeah,
said.
I'm not one of these people at all who's like musicians need to shut up or artists need to shut up or anything. Artists, anybody who's got a microphone in their hand needs to be
don't
talking
shut up ever.
Truth to power, not talking about how much they love Joshua Tree. That's all.
Fantastic. Amen to that. What's something that's underrated?
Underrated, like being nice so your career goes well.
Well, there goes that one. And there you have it.
You called out Live Nation by name just now.
Oh, shit. Yes. You're right. I did. I meant Live Nation.
Don't worry. No one listens to the show.
Oh. Underrated. I put my own advice column.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
my
people
advice
about that.
Column,
yeah.
My advice column called The Advice King is underrated.
Yeah.
And I've written like 120 of them, and they're fucking probably the best stuff I do, and some of the meanest. Like the most recent one is all about bro country. Mm-hmm. The question was, what bro country bar should I go to in Nashville?
Because this is out to let people know. Explain a little bit what the advice column is, because you do that. Isn't that out of a Nashville?
I used to live in Nashville. I my band Chris Crofton and the Alcohol Stunt Band was like a big local band, so I was kind of a local celebrity. And then
God,
and then like.
Local God.
Yeah, local god. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if one night stands where you don't come make you a god.
And they do.
So I was a god.
Oh my god.
I can't think of any other qualification for
god.
Being a
Let's
god.
I can end the show on that one. Oh my god.
Anyway, I'm in therapy right now and I'm getting into some really real shit. So
I hear you,
this mocha is really oh fuck.
Yeah, I like
okay,
these mocha episodes.
So-
That's just mocha talk.
Anyway,
baby.
So you're the talk of the town in Music City.
So anyway,
you're backed up.
I moved out to totally. Oh yeah. I mean, alcoholics never come. I was an alcoholic.
That's weird. My mom has
I mean,
that bumper
by the time
sticker.
I got like secure enough to ask a woman to come home to my house, like there was no question that I was, you know, I was so insecure. I had to be so drunk in order to tell a woman I liked her that I couldn't.
Hey,
anyway,
yeah.
you get
no,
the
I
idea.
Hear that.
Now it's getting a little too real. So
Now it is.
Yeah.
Just now.
Just now. I liked all the other stuff.
One second ago.
Yeah, good point. Okay,
the trail of unsatisfied sexual partners. That was cool.
I mean, no. Well, sometimes, well, whatever.
Anyway, so.
I moved to LA and I got my friend who wrote for, my friend Tracy who wrote for Jezebel used to write for the Nashville Scene, and she said, you should do an advice column. Have you ever thought about doing that? Because I bet the Nashville Scene would give you one, because they have one for like Andrew W.K. and he has one, right. And like Henry Rollins has one, and you were kind of like that kind of a person in Nashville, so they'd probably give you one. And she immediately texted the editor of the Nashville Scene, who was a person I knew, and they said, hell yeah. So I've had it ever since 2014 when I moved out here.
Oh,
so I've
cool.
been writing for 5 years, and it's like my favorite thing. And
where can you find it?
Like, anywhere. If you Google The Advice King, I got some videos that I made where I read the columns out loud, and then I've just got a billion of them online. So if you Google Chris Crofton, The Advice King, you'll find a million of them. And they're some of my favorite things I've ever done, because I'm forced to focus and write as opposed to just babbling shit about
right.
about my sex life.
And Live Nation. Chris, what's a myth?
A myth is
just
that
tear a myth down. Right
I'm
going to
tear a myth
tear
down.
Yeah, take
a
ball down.
Myth. This you're not going to like. This myth. It's so
break
stupid.
Our brains right
the,
now.
The myth is that bald guys don't use shampoo.
Huh?
I don't use shampoo.
Do you use?
I use shampoo, and this is why
oh,
I want to bring it up.
Hair?
That's what I'm talking about. I want to bring that's it up. I'm talking, maybe
baby.
I'm insane.
Side hair.
I
baby.
Might be insane. Yeah. I might use shampoo for no reason at all. You know what I mean? Like, just to psychologically
right,
make
right,
myself feel better.
Right. Oh, like maybe the shampoo but will shame the
I
hair.
I use a lot
you
of shampoo.
Have hair, though. Like,
I have a little hair.
Yeah, so what would you use? Like a bar of soap on it? Or
that's
like,
what I... That's exactly. Yeah, thank you very slander. Much. That's exactly right.
Right.
And
thank
I feel
you.
Like
see?
It's mean when people say... They say, oh, some people say, you save money on shampoo or whatever all the time. Like, my aunt said that to me when I was home for Christmas.
Well, she should mind her own goddamn business.
That's exactly right. And I went.
Now, give me that bar of soap.
Yeah, I was at home.
Fucking,
well, yeah, just
give me that Dove Rock.
I'm so glad you brought up bar of soap, because that is so funny. Because, yeah, like, just because the side hair is not significant doesn't mean it has to be dry.
Right.
Wow.
Doesn't have that's to be unhealthy to or any unhealthier than
my hair
it is.
Usually so low that there's not, there's like a fraction of an inch of hair that I don't know what shampoo would do to it.
Well, probably
I would
moisturize it.
See, I think part of it, I think
unless
it's interesting.
I use like coconut oil, you know, on my skull.
Well, see, you're young. Yeah. Well, you have, are you bald?
Yeah.
For real bald?
I'm losing. It'll be vaporized in a few years.
Well,
I'm on the trail of tears.
Blake, you have a nice head of hair.
That's very nice of you to say, but it's going.
Well,
and
you're rich in hair. I mean, if
you're
when you want to lose
I'll
your hair,
you.
You're going to be.
I'll trade you.
Remember this.
Well, this goddamn government's trying to tax my hair.
You're on Insecure Comedy Talk, the podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so Comedy Talk.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I'm losing my hair. Nah, bro.
I used
no,
to have
man.
A...
Hey, take
man.
That.
Hey, you have great bone structure, though. I think this is a great bone structure table.
Holy hell. Yeah. This day's the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
I have
dude,
great
I bet
bone
you
structure.
Come all the time.
Hell, yeah. I take back everything else I said that was weird. I have great bone structure. Why am I sad?
Right.
Why am I not coming? I have great bone structure.
Why am I not coming?
Okay.
The Chris Crofton stroke.
Okay, I think that's enough.
But yeah, shampoo, it's
anyway, my aunt just said I was going to the... I didn't even... My aunt's like... I visited her upstate New York. I have
right.
not seen her in years. We were never that close, but I love her.
Yeah,
and she loves me, I think. But I mean, we just didn't hang a lot.
Right.
And so
like,
I kind of
band
like,
back together.
I was going... So I went up there. It was her 44th anniversary in AA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my 8th this month.
Oh, congrats.
And thank you. And so I went up there to celebrate. And I don't, you're not really supposed to say AA, I guess, on, you know, AA, you're not supposed to say AA. But 12-step program, but,
right.
you know, it's like, it's a great program. Anyway, just, I want to say that. It's a great program if you're ever considering quitting drinking. So I was walking down the hall and I said, I'm going to take a shower before we go to the meeting.
Right.
She's been sober 44 years, by the way, which at this point, you know, it's like, you're not, you know, you're just going for the cake.
Right.
And
is that what you get on your 45th?
Yeah, every birthday you get a cake.
Right.
Is it a good cake?
I mean, whatever, your group gives you a cake
okay,
and they give you like a medallion.
Yeah, yeah.
But
oh,
I
nice.
Mean, yeah, you're just collecting like swag at that. Once you're 44 years
yeah, typically,
sober,
like,
I
yeah,
mean, for
you
goodness
flare.
Sake.
Yeah, you're fully.
I don't feel like my aunt's about to drink.
Right, right. So you're on your way to the
so
meeting.
So I'm just on the way. I said, I'm going to grab a shower. Yeah. And she goes, don't use too much shampoo.
Oh.
And I didn't understand what it meant because I've not been bullied in a while.
Yeah, Jesus.
And
I've not been bullied in a while.
So I was like, oh, okay. Because I realized it between the O and the OK. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, like
and
when went, we were asked
oh,
for milk?
Okay.
Oh, someone just, she
cool.
just took
Cool. Can
a
I tell you some shit now?
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, chicken legs. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Right.
She needs fighting to do words. Some squats.
I didn't say anything to her.
No.
Huh, skipping leg day for what?
Yeah.
60
yeah,
years
Yeah, exactly. What if I went after her right back?
Yeah.
I bet you use tons of shampoo, yeah. you hairy motherfucker.
Wow. See, that's a problem. I think a comedian gets insulted and realizes they might have to clap back. Typically, it'll be a disproportionate response.
You get totally slapped in the face.
What the fuck did you just say
yeah.
about me? Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you have herpes.
It's like, whoa. And who knows where you got it from?
My whole family knows you have herpes. We heard about it when we were like 12. My dad told
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and we were told not to say anything or else we wouldn't get Christmas presents.
Oops.
So.
Oh, disproportionate.
Sorry.
Disproportionate clap back.
Welcome to the Petty Insecure Man podcast.
The All best right. the best heckler line I've ever heard in my life was at a bar in Boston, and there was a comedian named Tom Dustin, and someone was heckling him who happened to have a lazy eye was saying, like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And then Tom Dustin goes, what, do you hear out of that fucking eye?
Oh,
and it was
shit.
The fucking most devastating
That's
thing
real good.
I've ever heard. It was so cool.
That's
quick.
When
Real
that's like
good.
The one yeah, time like, where an audience won't get on the comedian for like
100%,
like literally say, like committing verbal assault.
Yeah, the audience member gave him a slap on the wrist, and he like launched a missile at the audience member.
Right,
like it was not.
That's really good.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
A curse on your house.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
And we're back. And let's just check in with this whole impeachment thing.
Girl, I'm talking about impeaching this creep.
So the creep has been, well, look, the impeachment is on its way. Okay. Today, if as of this recording, Nancy Pelosi should be voting on impeachment managers who will, you know, guide it through the Senate, as well as officially transmitting the two articles to the Senate for that phase. And I think most of us have looked at what the Senate looks like with Mitch McConnell at the wheel, I just thought, you know, fuck it. I don't know. There's probably nothing going to happen.
No.
Because this old scrote throat won't, you know, is going to do whatever the fuck he wants over there. And it, but look, good news.
You just came at him like he made a shampoo joke.
Yeah, exactly.
What, you fuck out of that throat?
Oh my God. We have derailed.
Whoops.
Oh, I should have known. Getting Blake and Chrissy here. We're in for a ride. So it turns out at the, our biggest concern, I think most people who've been paying attention, was that he would just, like, you know, he was sponsoring and signing on to bills that were just basically saying, yeah, we'll dismiss the case before it even, let's just dismiss it. Let's just not even hear it. What do we say to that? And it turns out there might not be the votes to do that. So they're having to rethink their plan and actually, this dude might not even have the votes to keep witnesses from testifying.
Wow.
So, which is a big development, because a lot of the fuss coming out of the Senate on the GOP side and the White House basically saying, like, they think that there are at least four Republicans, probably and likely more, that will vote with Democrats to call witnesses. And they just need a simple majority. So that's 51 votes. You only need, what, four people?
Mm-hmm.
To go with you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so suddenly.
That's exciting.
Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and Cory Gardner of Colorado, they also look at Rand Paul and Lamar Alexander from Tennessee as wild cards, because they don't quite know those two, because they've been being like, I don't like what's going on. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? And that's been throwing a huge wrench in the gears. And, I mean, you know, it sounds good, but obviously it's Mitch McConnell, so I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. And I think for him, he's looking at it as like, if I took a vote on dismissing it and lost it, it's going to look awful for a lot of vulnerable senators who are running, that they're like, they're basically voting for a full cover-up, like no trial, sham, just bullshit cover-up. So I think they're recalculating a bit. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to take a vote to the floor that I'm going to lose. So it now looks like there will be good possibility of witnesses, and not just like the kinds that they were wanting in the House, which are like, well, this random father agrees that Trump did not do anything impeachable. Let's ask him. I don't know. I have these constitutional law professors. What about this guy, Hank? Like, so it, again, there could be some witnesses, and then they'll probably just acquit.
Yeah, Rand Paul's been, like, ramping up his criticism of Trump lately over the past few weeks, especially since the
Soleimani
assassination
crisis. Yeah.
Yes. So that could be a way for him setting the table to actually make this vote, or it could just be Rand Paul randomly saying shit, and then he won't.
Yeah. It's hard to know with so many of these Republicans, because They've always been crucial votes. At one point, you know, you with the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, you thought, oh my God, maybe it's like Susan Collins.
And it's always they Susan, might, Susan Collins.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the worst.
And then she's like, I'm just disturbed. Yeah. It's always just, it's the same thing. It's always like disappointed in the president, disturbed by these actions. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will vote for whatever he wants me to.
Right.
But let
exactly.
me just get this soundbite out. But I think especially for Susan Collins, I mean, the amount of pressure coming out of her state for her to like detach herself from like the umbilical cord of the White House. Like, come on.
But I'm wondering, like, what is made? I mean, she's already I can't imagine anybody who's evolving their position on Susan Collins like in Maine.
Yeah,
you know, there's some like, nuance. I'm starting to really think Susan Collins is full of shit. Oh, wait, she says she's considering voting for witnesses. So maybe she's not full of shit. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, funny, so though, she's too, done this so many times.
Right. Over
it's like Jeff Flake.
Yeah, over like the mm-hmm. Christmas and New Year's holiday, there were murmurs that, Susan Collins may come to the light, actually, and maybe on the witness side. And then suddenly it's like, maybe not. And I think this is where the tactic in Nancy Pelosi delaying transmitting it to the Senate has created enough space in between for people to digest everything and then really take a look at what's going on in the Senate and be like, wait, hold on. Like, you're not even trying to do like a trial.
Right.
Like that's, and I think that's where people like who Lamar Alexander, who, you know, they describe as an institutionalist, like really believes like,
I didn't even know he was still in the, I waited on him one time in Nashville.
Good guy.
He,
big tipper.
He seems great. I mean, he's the same as like I over my years as a server, I've waited on a bunch of Orville Redenbacher. What is Orrin right. Hatch?
Oh wow!
I waited on that guy. These guys, they're emperors. I mean, they carry themselves there, like they've got. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, Orrin Hatch, had the softest skin. I mean, his hands were so soft. I shook hands with him. It's absurd.
You
These
like
people
tripping or something.
I mean,
you're
they're like,
that's not
they're
skin.
Like baby hands. Like he's never done. He has like they don't prepare their reports. They don't do their research. They don't do
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, they have a whole staff.
They
yeah.
just walk around. He was like perfumed. Like Orrin Hatch smells amazing.
Wow. And he like, had marshmallow skin.
He had like fucking beautiful pedicure. I mean, not a pedicure. I didn't see his feet.
He had like Mickey Mouse hands.
It's like, yeah, just, you know, beautifully pedicured fingernails. He smelled great. Wearing like a fucking custom suit. I mean, these guys, same with Lamar Alexander. They carry themselves like royalty. I mean, Lamar Alexander, I can't believe he's still a senator.
I did stand up once with Arlen Specter.
What?
Yeah. Don't
Why?
Tell what anyone.
Do you
in the audience or
no, he was on the show. Like he dropped in. This was like 10 years ago. I was in Philly, like still doing open mics. Not anymore. And they're like, hey, someone's dropping in tonight. And I thought it was a big famous comedian. And it was Senator Arlen Specter.
Wow.
And he wasn't bad. Like he clearly had writers, you know, like which is
such
a bummer.
But he had good chops, like to deliver the jokes.
Yeah, because he can speak, you know, obviously. Right. Like it's what's coming out of his mouth that was the issue. But like, yeah, he wasn't bad. So yeah, Google Arlen Specter stand up comedy if you want to get depressed, more depressed.
So, yeah, I love when like people like Lamar Alexander like dust off their principles.
Well, we've yet to see though.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Let's not jinx it.
I believe it when I look at the roll call vote and I see where the yays and the fucking nays.
That's what I can't believe this. I thought that the only person who was going to vote for witnesses was Mitt Romney. Was the last I heard.
And then he even was waffling. Yeah. So it seems like maybe now they're feeling a bit of the pressure. And there's even a little bit more pushback too because now they're. You know, Tim Kaine has a bill to rein in the ability of the president to basically just unilaterally conduct military strikes around the mm-hmm. world without, you know, checking in with Congress.
Yeah.
And so Tim Kaine has a bill that now he thinks there are probably about 10 Republican senators who are going to vote with Democrats on this. Well, especially like Mike Lee, I think he's been the most vocal about it ever since that sham briefing that happened. And he was like, he came out like pissed.
He was real mad.
He was like, I've never, like, what?
Did you see the Fox News cutaway on that?
No.
Well, I saw it on, I listened to, watch Sam Cedar a lot. You know that show?
Yeah, sure.
Majority
yeah.
Report. I like that show a lot.
Okay.
But those guys, you know, show clips and things. And they showed the clip of Fox News where they were doing a live. Like they were showing the senators' reactions live, and so they thought it was safe to show Mike Lee because he was a Republican, and he was in the middle of this like really, you know, impassioned and unusual comment, and they just cut away in the middle, and they're like, so they're just giving their comments now.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, I mean, they
He's
really...
He's making it hot.
Yeah, oh, shit, shit, shit.
Who's that guy in the control room who has, like, the who knows?
Yeah, and it was like, you. And they, oh, it was not only did they cut away, yeah, like, the guy got in the earpiece, like, we're cutting, but also that he just was like, oh, yeah, just another... Like, the guy was, like, yelling into the camera, and he's like, well, we're just getting our regular reactions for the briefing.
Right. Those are Republicans. That's not what's happening. Saying was like, this was a fucking, just a tragedy
yeah,
of a fucking
yeah,
briefing.
Yeah, it was kind of
no
amazing,
answers.
But they're, like, they got it, you know, they've got these people trained. I mean, they don't give a fuck. They'll just be like, yeah, well, another normal comment from Mike Lee. He's, like, screaming, spitting
That's what a
camera.
Happy person looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
right.
He's like, oh, yeah, he's loving the president. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. But he, you know... When he did give that, he was careful to not directly attack the president. He's like, I love the president. Okay, this briefing trashed, though. Because, again, they can't bite the hand that feeds. And when you look sort of at what Mike Lee said, he's like, it's not unreasonable that there might be a group of 10 who should be considered potential candidates to vote for it. And he said, this resolution is completely non-controversial. Like, there's no reason no one should be, like, opposed to this.
Yeah.
It's about reasserting... The Constitution declared that the Congress has the sole power to declare wars. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in that, right? We keep talking about the Constitution, but
yeah,
that,
Matt Gaetz, apparently, you know,
I know,
Trump's main lapdog.
He ran afoul.
He's got his constituency in Florida is largely military. He's got a lot of military bases in his district, so he was forced, to come out in favor of that, and he must have hated it because Trump is apparently.
One of the comms people out of the White House were like, "That was the quote was, I'm not joking, super uncool of him."
Yeah, they
to do that.
Oh my God! So they apparently aren't talking to him. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's really
no, he's being
had
frozen
a consequence
out. Yeah.
For. I mean,
yeah.
Which he totally deserves.
It's just mean girl shit, but like with millions of lives at stake.
I mean, of course. Yeah,
like, don't sit with us at lunch.
Okay,
as
that was
scary.
Really uncool. So again, if that passes the Senate, it would go to the House, and then Trump would veto it.
Great.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to talk about the Murdoch family because obviously in Australia, the fires have been just devastating. I think 27 people have passed away and they suspect like almost something like 1 billion animals.
Yeah, it was like half a million like last week. So,
And then the countless destruction of homes and just the destruction of fires. It's a tragic, tragic scene. And what happened was... There was a quote that came out from Rupert Murdoch's son, James.
Is he the one who shit his pants on that HBO show?
Oh, one of them shit their pants?
Yeah, I was just...
Is he? I know Lachlan, he's Lachlan's younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So was it Lachlan or James?
Oh, it was a secession joke, but go on.
Oh.
No, that's on me. That's not your fault.
Wait, who shit himself on in
Kendall.
The show?
Kendall.
Did he?
Right? Yeah, he shit his bed.
Oh, that's right.
Spoiler alert. It's a major plot
point. Oh, God. We should have warned people about Succession spoilers.
I know. God damn it. The whole plot of the show.
You know what's sad? Everything is so coming, like bleeding into each other that I don't know a Succession joke from real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually reasonable.
And I don't know how to make one, apparently.
And Mr. Guy who watches some guy open old food all day falls silent.
Yeah. You're like, Mr. Cangoods over there.
Your version of prestige television is someone getting violently ill.
There's a guy eating old horse meat out of a can.
Yeah.
So you know, the Murdochs, they run Fox News, and also in Australia, where he's from, he has over 140 newspapers, has like 3,000 journalists working for him, and they've done a great job of basically denying climate change has anything to do with these fires. And this is where James, his own son, was like, dude, what the fuck is this? He's like, through a spokesperson gave this quote, that Catherine and James' views on climate are well established and their frustration with some of the News Corp and Fox coverage of the topic is also well known. They're particularly disappointed in the ongoing denial among the news outlets in Australia, given obvious evidence to the contrary. That's a very reasonable statement just in general, because I think anyone who... you know, doesn't think they know more than scientists, will say, yes, I believe that climate change is occurring. And most people can witness it with their own eyes, especially with this fire. But some of the quotes in this Daily Beast article they were pulling, when the fires were burning, like back in November, one of the columnists in Australia for a News Corp-owned publication said, quote, hysterical efforts to blame the fires on climate change continue, even though we have always faced this threat and always will.
Now, by hysterical, do they mean, like, you know, fear-mongering and, like, scared, or do they mean hilarious?
I don't know. It's hard to know when people are
climate
change
deniers.
It's
equally as insulting.
Yeah, 100%. The next day, in the Herald Sun, let's assume you're silly enough to think global warming is causing worse bushfires around the world. In fact, a recent NASA study found that the area burned by fire has dropped 24% over 18 years. True, the world has warmed slightly as it rebounds from the little ice age that stretched from 1300 to around 1870. But can we cool it on this panic? In that time of warming, life expectancy has shot up, world grain crops have set new records, and the death rate from extreme weather has been slashed by 99%.
Who said that?
That's from another Fox-owned thing of basically pivoting off of that's a little, that's like the subtle version where it's like, yeah, like I get the fires are burning, but it's like, but really, are we doing that bad considering these stats that are completely disconnected? I mean, also talk about the advances in technology. That those stats don't go up because climate change isn't real. But again, this is the logic that's applied. And then there was someone who went on Ingram, Laura Ingram's show, the Ingram Angle, on just a few weeks ago. And this guy was like, they just arrested 12 people in Australia for those fires, and they were blaming it on climate change. Wrong again. Then he added, this is incomplete reporting, Laura. Though Australia has had the highest temperatures on record, the driest season ever, it's not correct to say climate change caused these wildfires. Now, I don't know if they're splitting hairs to say that climate change created the spark that literally set the fires, but most people are talking about the conditions in which the fires are like exacerbated, which is created out of climate change. But this is sort of the, I don't know, it's, you know, this happens obviously in on our news too, because you have an entire media apparatus that's invested in keeping the status quo. But it was interesting to see a bit of a fracture in the Murdoch family.
On that.
But I guess given like how devastating the destruction is, I can't imagine being Australian and having someone trying to, you know, force feed you this bullshit climate change denial, being like, yeah, okay, that works for me.
And it's just not the right time to do it. You know, like it's like when we had the fires out here and Trump was attacking, you know, like the firefighters and like, you know, like, or I'm sorry, the ones in Northern California. It's just, listen, if you even if you have this awfully incorrect opinion based on no fact whatsoever, just keep it to yourself until people are safe again, you know, and then maybe. While people are trying to heal.
But that's how all these, like, you know, these outrage take people work. It's like, you gotta throw in the most, you know, provocative take when people are at their most upset about something.
Well, that's an interesting point because they have no problem politicizing a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And then when it's a gun thing, they say, how dare you talk about, when it's any issue that's not, you know, on the other side, they're like, you can't talk about the, how are you doing?
That's why there's no, like, it's such a disingenuous approach to it.
It's
like,
insane.
You can't take someone seriously when there's no, you know, terra firma that we can both agree we are standing on.
Bullies always
get made fun of for their baldness.
No, wait a minute, huh? I just know that bullies' main thing is acting like they always act like they're not worried. That's their main move.
Right.
Like the main move of a bully is that everyone else is neurotic and they're relaxed as a way to get laid.
Like, oh, you mean like the gaslighty version? I'm chilled out.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. Like,
I don't
care. Like, the whole Fox News model is just like high school bullies. Like they laugh at liberals because that makes them look like they, like, for the time being, that will get them laid because a mate will like to be with them because they don't believe in global warming, and that makes their mate feel like less likely to be affected by global warming.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, their mate's like, I love it when I'm with Jesse Waters from Waters World because right now global warming is still survivable, and then she gets to be like, or he, whoever going
out. That's
like,
also what Earth is going to be called.
Laura Ingraham's boyfriend, Ingraham?
Yeah, I like that.
Gets to lay on her chest in bed, and you know that's the way it goes. Like, he lays on her chest, and he says, tell me again how climate change isn't real.
Brush stroke my hair.
Mommy? Yeah, like, mommy, tell me. And she's like, climate change isn't real? Are you kidding me? You'll be safe with me forever.
Or she goes, are you fucking idiot?
Dinesh D'Souza?
Climate change is real, you dumb
fuck. Little
Dinesh.
She dated Dinesh D'Souza. I mean,
they
imagine,
did?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Holy hell.
That literally a match made in hell.
So anyway, it's funny that the bully, it works until, you know, until like Jesse Waters is dragged off the set by a squid. But until then, they will be just saying like, what, me worry? I mean, that's the whole gig for a bully. And like for a rich person and they feel safer too, which informs their opinion. Like they're feeling safe. Like they don't feel any. Well, they have air conditioning everywhere they go.
And if you entertain that idea, it's probably too frightening, which is why I think there's a certain appeal of thinking like that. It's like, well, if it's not real to me, I can just keep operating in a way that I don't have to live with this existential dread that other people have. And Most people have it, but they just compartmentalize.
And I can make fun of people who express their dread for being worrywarts and that the sky is falling. Henny Penny, the sky is falling was a classic bully line from Rumsfeld during the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just shit that's like, it's straight out of eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, Henny Penny, the sky's falling. You know what I mean? It's like, oh God, why does that make me mad? Because it's diminishing. It's like you have a point to make and they just go like, ha, look at the person freaking out. And then they get friends because those people are like, I want to be with the guy who says everything's going to be okay.
Not the guy who's think about what is going to happen.
Yeah. Not with that. Not with Chris Crofton, that guy who's always worrying. But I'm not taking any of this shit personally. No. Everything for me comes back to my high school story. And let me explain to you.
Yeah, let me. Henny Penny was my bully. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, It's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And I just, you know, we were talking about some heavy stuff. And I just do want to take this moment to quickly breathe a sigh of relief for Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's daughter, Sophia Macy. Because it was real, we didn't know what was going to go on. Will she get into college? Will she have the resources to survive on this earth with two acclaimed actors for parents? And it turns out she will be okay because she's just booked a role on season two of Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Which is funny because she is in an episode called Among the Untrodden. So I'm curious to know what that means.
Well, she's been trodden upon.
I know.
So
she's downtrodden. She is the downtrodden.
She is. She is.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, you got to love to see people when they get work. And she booked, is that a digital series?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, I mean, isn't it on CBS Digital or something?
The Twilight Zone
or Showtime?
CBS Digital, by the way, is just VHS. It's their version of a digital channel.
Wow. Between Live Nation and the CBS digs, mm-hmm. None of y'all interested in
working,
huh?
These bridges are burning,
burnt.
Baby.
Yeah.
Related news, I went to a cattle call audition for a Ford commercial.
Congratulations.
Oh, nothing happened.
Oh, damn it.
They were mean.
Were they hitting you literally with cattle prods?
They're mean. They're just mean.
They're like, hey, get in your corner. Well, the other older white guys.
Is the Ford cattle
Asian
call
Asian women
Ford
this
door?
Way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not for a car call, the cattle call. But that's better. Yeah, anyway.
The Ford cattle call. Okay.
What's her name? The other one, not Felicity Huffman, but the
Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, you guys probably talked about it already.
Oh yeah,
learning judo for the.
See, that ended up being a fake story.
Oh, bummer! Know?
Damn it!
Because that, I mean,
that doesn't
story,
mean it's still not true. Even
that story,
a fake story.
Yeah. That story presupposes a wealthy white person of means thinks they're going to go to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a false premise. Already.
I knew it was a joke from the start. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Kanye West. Heard of him?
Yeah.
Quick survey.
To?
Heard of Kanye, Blake?
That's a hard yes.
Chris?
I've heard of Kanye
okay,
West,
good.
Yes.
Want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Right.
He is slated to be at some evangelical event called Awaken 2020 at the Sun Devil Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And, I mean, it's an interesting assortment of evangelicals with all kinds of interesting beliefs. Mm. I knew, obviously, with Joel Osteen like embracing Kanye, there's clearly evangelicals were warming to him.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that they quite literally believe that he will spark the new great awakening.
Do you think that Kanye is trolling everybody?
I don't know. It's going.
What a move.
At this point, it's going too deep.
Right.
Like the troll has like end. Like if you're gonna troll, you're doing it wrong. Now you're in the rom-com where you're like, I know I said I'm an evangelical, but it started as a troll, but now I really do love you. Like, I feel like
right.
The joke, the prank part, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't know what is, I don't care to understand what he's thinking, but I will take him to believe, or I will believe that what he's putting out there about this whole, like, I don't give a fuck, I'm MAGA, fine. If that's you, that's fine. Then, you know, there's plenty of trash people out
I think
there.
It's cold brew related.
Wow.
Oh, it has
I'm
to
talking
be.
About.
Okay. No, talk that talk. What do you
just
think?
Just he might be having too much cold brew.
Oh, not
you
enough
know,
food.
You have
not
enough
eggs.
Yeah, you have enough cold brew. Yeah. You go through a brain wipe. You end up at a damn evangelical conference.
The
next
Arizona State
you
Stadium.
Say you're wearing
the Sun Devil Stadium.
Wearing a robe and you say, what the hell happened?
I mean, so this whole thing, the people he's appealing with, I just want to sort of underline, right? Because if you do think like, oh man, he's just like about, you know, religion or whatever and freeing people, the ideologies of some of these people has nothing to do with freedom and has everything to do with oppression. One person, Guillermo Maldonado, his church recently hosted the president at a campaign kickoff for evangelicals for Trump. And he has said that God raised up Trump as part of his end times plans for America.
Ugh.
That's one guy. Okay.
I hate
There's
that.
Another person named Che On. is a promoter of Seven Mountains Dominionism, which teaches that Satan has had control of many of the mountains of influence in society, like government, media, entertainment, etc., and that the right kind of Christians need to gain control over them, and has said that if Christians are in charge of the mountain of government, they can make decrees and declarations and can influence the whole mountain. Mm-hmm. And also rabid, you can also assume every person is a rabid anti-LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah. Person. That goes without saying.
Lou Engel has used his prayer events to call for an end to abortion in America, to mobilize resistance to LGBTQ equality, and to ask God to, quote, remove pro-choice Supreme Court justices so that President Donald Trump can replace them with justices who will eliminate the right to abortion. That's pretty standard, actually, for evangelicals.
So are these, like, keynote speakers?
Yeah, these are all the people who are like, good. And speaking, Kanye West, Lou Engel, Cheon, and the prophet, literally this prophet, Cindy Jacobs, who has told a gathering that God wants Christians to become so wealthy, it will make Jews jealous, sparking a, quote, great harvest of Jewish conversions. That's the other kind of thinkers that are on this fucking panel.
Wow. Who books this, by the way? What's their email?
I think Live Nation.
Oh, okay, cool. it'll be airing on CBS Digital.
Got him.
Yeah, and then in 2018, she said, oh, this will really get you. There's a reason God brought so many Asians to California. The Lord told us that it was like a hidden weapon. The Asians were like a hidden weapon that God wanted to use to turn the elections.
Who said that?
The same, this prophet, Cindy Jacobs.
Oh,
this prophet.
Jesus. Yes. So, I mean, my goodness, that's when I'm like, oh, because I think, again, if Kanye doesn't know what he's doing, then he's being manipulated to just be like, yeah, go here, go here, go here. And he's thinking fine. Or he has no nuance to his thinking that he says, if I'm doing God stuff, that how controversial can that be? It's religion.
Right.
Not looking into any of these people who are like, oh, he's going to cause the new great awakening in America where, like, the Christian right will take over the country thanks to everyone, like, with Kanye co-signing this kind of theology. Or I don't know. It's just very odd. Or he does know who these people are, and that's how he really does think.
It is, like, one of those things where if he's not doing this on purpose, you know, like, if this is some sort of accidental thing he's stumbling to, when does he have his awakening? And it literally should be when you look at the people standing around you and you look at their bios that you just read. I mean, obviously, they probably, you know, hide a few of these things. They wouldn't say it in the exact same way you just described.
No, that's
them.
How right-wing
actually,
watch.
Maybe they would. No, right. Maybe that would be actually word for word their bio on their brochure. And you're looking around, you're like, oh, fuck, is this a company I'm keeping right now? You know what I mean? Because there's going to be nobody like Kanye.
Yeah, who's
there.
He going to relate to in a thing like that? That's why.
And how are they going
to
treat him, too?
I think there must be something wrong with him. There must be, like, he must be having one of these manic episodes. I mean, they said that.
It's a manic season.
I mean, that seems like some kind of, either he's trolling or it's some kind of mental breakdown. Because I just don't understand how he could, because just to have a conversation, one conversation at a conference like that would be so awkward. Kanye is very smart. These people are not smart.
I think also, but it's also your ego and your narcissism, right? Because if you suddenly, you say one dumb thing and you don't want to say sorry, then that will kind of begin to create a magnetism to another group of people.
That's true.
And they're welcoming.
And that's why Trump used to be a goddamn Democrat.
Right, exactly. Yep. Until he was like, we don't like this. And he goes, Then at that point, your ego is just in survival mode. It's like, well, where are the likes at?
I'll go where the applause are. At? Yeah, it makes sense.
And I don't give a fuck. And actually,
that sucks.
That's where you really reveal. It's like, no, my end game is just to have my ego stroked.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think the thing that makes me maddest is, I mean, that whole idea that Pompeo apparently and Barr both are religious nuts who all think that there's going to be some final conflict in all their. So our foreign policy is being run by these Christian zealots who actually think like a war in the Middle East is necessary and all these crazy things to get Jesus to come back. And I can't, I mean, that's just blows my mind because every fucking generation wants the world to end during their time so they can get a special performance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, I want the Armageddon.
One night only.
I want the Armageddon. I want it during my time alive. Yeah. It's the most childish.
It is some shit.
Like, why would we get the answers? Why would we be, all we need to do is install a fucking idiot as president, and then we have a war over here, and then we get to find out why we're alive.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest, most childish.
But that shows
and
you,
the fact that
I think
Live
you're talking
Nation-
about Mike Pence, not William Barr.
No, William Barr apparently is a major.
He's also in the end times theology?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because they love to see it.
He's one of these Opus Dei guys. Do you know what Opus Dei is?
Yeah, oh yeah,
bro. Oh yeah.
The truth is out there, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know what it is?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's okay, yeah. So just that group of fundamentalist Catholics or whatever.
Sure.
Barr is one of them. Mm. And Pompeo is too. I love that Pompeo thinks Pompeo's going to get raptured to heaven. That greasy,
yeah, there's
like
no
that
way.
Oily. Pig man is going to go to heaven? I doubt it.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to go down a slide straight to...
Uh-oh, H-E double hockey sticks?
I can't stand it. Mike Pompeo. I can't stand it. It's not nice to call, but he's not a holy man. Look at him.
No, none of these people are.
Yeah, they're crazy. Like, they're a bunch of misfits.
All these people have completely abandoned any kind of empathy.
Jesus is not
going to
save Steve Mnuchin and his fucking horrible Cruella de Vil woman he's married to.
But that photo of her holding up the sheet of money, those black leather gloves, I'm like...
They want Jesus to come back. They're out of their minds. Yeah. Jesus is going to stomp a mud hole in their ass.
Fuck
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, hell yeah.
That's right.
Let him know. One night only. Jesus, stomping a mud hole in that ass.
I mean, seriously, Mike Pompeo thinks Jesus is going to be psyched to meet him?
Yo, you know what's funny? Imagine if Jesus comes down and he's like, yeah, what's up, y'all, Pompeo? Y'all really did my will. Welcome to the club. The rest of you guys are fucking evil. What?
Yeah.
Where is Mike Pompeo? First order of business. Yeah. I need to come see him.
Okay, y'all been eating my body?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just making sure.
And what about all my blood? What about all the people who came before Christ, like before AD?
Oh, bad timing.
All those people before that, they don't get any narrative?
No.
Or people to come save them or anything?
Your parents should have fucked later.
They couldn't have started a war. Even if they started a war, there was no one to come back and show up and have a party.
Yeah, they tried.
Like, yeah. What if we get the...
I bet the people who were like really close, within like a few centuries of like Christianity fully becoming like a religion, those people were like, yo, it's probably due now to come back, probably.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them.
Everybody dies looking at their watch waiting for him to come back.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to also bring up another thing because Blake, you're from Philadelphia, right? Am I saying that right?
Yes. Okay. F-I. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Philadelphia.
Did you know Philadelphia cream cheese is not from Philly?
That's not funny.
Okay.
That's not funny.
I know.
Why would you say this?
I'm sorry. I should.
We can edit this out, right?
No, we won't.
He's trying to get Jesus to come back by starting this.
Bon Appetit.
Well, Jesus is on his way. You keep talking like this.
Editor at Bon Appetit.
That old rag.
Yeah, that old rag. Spun this old yarn. Ugh. Wait till you get a load of this.
Fine.
So what happened was the Philadelphia brand, dates back to the late 1800s. But this is when dairies in Pennsylvania at the time... They were getting in the dairy scene. They were making their name out there because they had this soft, creamy cheese made with whole milk. Okay, back to you, Chris. This all ties back to you now. Now it's whole milk.
Whole milk? 2%?
Because you're talking about your mocha.
Fat.
Good. Keep that in your mind. Yes. Then in New York, they were making a version with skim milk. And that was too chalky. And they were like, God damn it. Yeah, this other shit from Philly is really good.
Idiots in that city.
Exactly. Look, hey, you said, hey, I don't want that smoke.
Yeah.
That's all from this Philly fan over there. But then this one New Yorker named William Lawrence, Bill Lawrence, my drama teacher from high school, literally his name, started selling his own cream cheese, but it was made from skim milk with lard mixed in to make it more rich to mimic the other one. And he called it Philadelphia, hoping that the Pennsylvania Association, like with the name, would be like, oh, he's got that Philly cream cheese.
Yeah, he's a hack.
Yep, that's what happened. And then he even trademarked the words Philadelphia and Pennsylvania in conjunction with the products. It worked, and it sold, and that's where we are now.
Oh, cool. Well, sounds like you put a sicko's product on your bagels. Good. Good for you. A fucking conscienceless.
Yeah, you got any bad news about Philly cheesesteaks now?
No.
Because if you want to bring down my whole existence, go right ahead.
I mean, do you? How do you? What's
is Nick
better?
Is Foles it, is not it, real too? Like, what are you? Do, what are you trying to do to me?
What's the? Are you Geno's or Pat's?
It's tough. Geno's, I believe, tastes better. But the guy, the guy who originally owned it is a big fat racist. And
really?
His son keeps the signs up. Yeah, it says like order in English. It's very
shit.
Yeah, it's not great. But what I do is I go
you
with
order
a buddy.
In Mandarin.
Yeah, as I order in Mandarin. Yeah, and they know my order by now. Yeah. I wink at them a bunch of times, and they get it that I'm one of them. but I'll go to Philadelphia, two major cheesesteak places. By the way, this is a 45-minute story, and no, it's not.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, 2 seconds. And They're right next to each other. And I will get one cheesesteak from one place, one from another. And then my friend and I, whichever we like the most, we'll split one from the last place.
Oh, I do splitsies.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, so we'll have two and, oh my God, is it 2.5? Is that what that turns out to? That's what we do.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, you or no, 1.5, right?
Yes.
You eat one full one from
one, one. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, you eat one full, it is, and then you go back to double down. It's 2.5. 2.5 men. 2.5 sandwiches.
Two and a half
Blake
men.
Wexler Philly cheesesteak story. You get it with Wiz? Wiz wit?
Wiz without.
Wiz without.
Yeah.
Oh, I lived
but that's
on,
controversial.
I lived on North Broad Street for 6 months in 1992 when my friends were going to Tyler School of Art.
Yeah, art. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I went to McGlinchey's. They had nickel drafts.
Still there.
Nickel drafts.
How?
I don't know, but we drank them.
This was during Reconstruction.
Then we listened to Nirvana, and then we
Nirvana. So this is
they
the
had
90s.
To reconstruct Philadelphia.
92,
yeah,
92 was like free. It was free hot dogs and nickel drafts.
See,
Promised Land, grunge, Promised Land.
That's what,
yeah, seriously.
When America was great, huh?
Oh my God!
You know,
is that what they're talking about? Is that what they want to bring back?
That's the subtext. McGlinchey's
now,
nickel drafts.
Can you even drink nickel drafts without being canceled?
Yeah. Get this man a fucking Senate pin.
Can you eat an all-beef hot dog without being canceled in this country?
Oh, I'm the bad guy now.
Yeah.
Just because I like beef?
You probably can't even say all-beef anymore. I bet you can't say 100% beef.
Without getting canceled.
Jesus Christ.
It's an outrage. God. I tell you what.
This country used to be all about nickel drafts.
Nickel drafts and Nickelback.
Ketchup? That
and
sounds like a lot of work.
Men expressing themselves. Men who have drank nickel drafts expressing themselves.
Does a man who drinks Nickelbacks or Nickel Drafts, Nickelbacks?
Yeah,
that's where you do a pickleback listening to Nickelback.
Yes,
a Nickelback.
It'll fuck you up
if you drink a Nickel Draft. Do you think you're expressing yourself that much, or you kind of do that to help you compartmentalize?
It's just a way to. It's a way to. The only thing you're going to express at the end of that is where do we get Coke? That's it. That's what Nickel Drafts are a lead into.
Boom, gateway drug.
Yes.
Into.
Yeah,
a bunch of laxatives cut in.
You drink enough nickel drafts, you're going to hit a dead end eventually.
Oh, boy.
And then you're going to say, what are we going to do now? Dope man!
Well, Chris, on that note.
Someone get the dope man on the hard line.
Yeah, on
this
that one.
1992.
Yeah. On the hard line, yeah.
Yeah, beepers and shit.
Dude, he knows his payphone number. He'll know. He'll know. Just type in the number from the payphone in there. He'll know. Chris, thanks so much for coming by.
So fun to be here. Thank you, guys.
Where can people find you, follow you?
You can find me on the old Instagram at Chris_Crofton, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Crofton Show.
Hey.
And then you can read my Advice King column, and you can listen to my Pitchfork-approved debut album, Hello, It's Me, on all the streaming things, and you can also buy one if you want somehow. And you can go see me tomorrow night in Palm Springs opening for Neil Hamburger at the Ace Hotel.
That's awesome. That's going to be a great show.
That should be pretty fun.
That's Thursday
or
Wednesday?
Tomorrow, Wednesday. Oh, today.
Yeah. Okay, so why
doesn't matter.
No
one's going to Palm Springs.
Well, just say, you never know. There's people who live out there.
All right. Hello, Zeit people. Zeit gang out in Palm Springs.
You got a show tonight?
Tonight in Palm Springs at the Ace Hotel.
Yeah.
And then I'm staying over at the Ace Hotel. So
swanky.
Yeah. Everybody can come up to my room and watch Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, yeah. Curse of Oak Island and watch.
Now that's a fucking tease.
And some
that's
New England wildlife. And more.
Oh, and we can watch. Yeah, we can watch. We can watch some guy open old cans of food on my Chromebook.
Boom. I mean, that sounds like a 5-star date to me.
And by the way, the speakers on a Chromebook really let that hiss out.
Oh,
you know
great.
I mean? Like you can hear that.
It's like the old tannoys.
Yeah. Oh, get ready for it to hiss. It didn't hiss.
Is there a tweet that you like that you want to call out?
Oh, yeah. I retweeted the Rialto Report, which is a golden age of porn blog. And
the
Rialto
Report
yes.
is a golden age of porn blog?
I was going to put it on my list. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
And it's like interviews with all porn stars from the 70s and 80s, but they also have digitized whole issues of adult cinema magazine from 1982. Someone in the world is digitizing whole porn mags from 1982, yep. And the Rialto Report is where you can find them, and that's a tweet I like.
Just knowing that there's this one central repository.
I just can't believe someone's doing that. Like someone's digitizing old porn mags.
You could say it's a porn hub.
Yes, you could. Rialto Report's amazing, because that's a whole different, that's a subject
NSFW.
For a whole different
Don't look at that on your work
episode.
Computer.
No, don't. No.
Yeah.
Rialto Report.
Get on a VPN, put it on private, put a private browser window on and look in the dark.
Do not go anywhere near the Rialto Report, near anyone you love.
Oh, wow. Great endorsement. Blake.
Yes.
DJ Daniel from the booth was like, you're not going to talk about gyms? Philly cheesesteaks? Some gym erasure? I was like, is that a band?
Oh, gym erasure.
But the thing is, I'm mixing stuff up. Is gyms good?
Yeah.
I just want to get the full
South Street. I mean, there's D'Alessandro's in Roxborough. Like, everybody has their place, and everyone fights each other over it. So just
then
like,
who's
your
place that you fight for? Who's your champion? I just want to get this out of the way.
I like Gino's. Not publicly, but yeah.
Wow.
Off the record.
Wow. Well, that was on the record, son. Well, sorry. The mic's rolling.
I actually want to have a show called On the Record.
Great. That
Has that been done yet?
I don't know, man, but I'll put that in the good ideas file.
Thank you.
Blake, thank you for helping me today.
Thank you for saying I helped.
Yeah.
Thanks, Blake.
Whenever you're here, you know, Jack's not away, we can get real wacky in here, you know? Like a couple of Broad Street bullies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What was I going to ask? What's your Twitter? Where can people find you, follow you,
God.
You know, do all that?
At Blake Wexler. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Pittsburgh February 27th headlining Arcade Comedy Theater. Every Sunday, I host a show at Verdugo Bar in Glassell Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which, Chris, you should do it sometime, please.
Okay, yeah.
And then if anyone else wants to get booked on it, let me know. That
they got the tacos out back?
Every Sunday. Yeah, sometimes they do.
Yep.
Yeah, great bar. And at Blake Wexler, BlakeWexler.com, all that shit.
They do picklebacks there too, don't they?
If you ask, yes.
If you ask. And then they go, what is this, 2012?
And then they'll give it to you.
And they give it to you for $2,012.
$2,012.
It's deep.
It's worth it, though.
But when Nickelback comes on, I got to do Pickleback.
Couldn't make another wise man.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it out of poor man stealing. Tired of living like a... No, hold on. Tired of living like a blind man. Secrets have without the sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. That's that drum fill.
Yeah.
Open hi-hat there.
Now that's a band.
If you can't sing drum fills, bro, are you even listening to music?
Thank you.
Is there a tweet you like?
Yes. Comedian Chip Chantry at Chip Chantry. It was like a news story. Vince Vaughn and Donald Trump spotted shaking hands at national championship game. And then Chip tweeted, how is this headline not Wedding Crasher Caught Orange Handed?
Really good.
Yes.
Really good.
At Chip Chantry.
Oh, Chip Chantry. That's a good name.
Great name. Great comedian.
Where is he from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And still is from there.
What do you mean?
Like,
he doesn't come to LA and he's like, I'm from LA.
Right. Hasn't switched his area code.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
I guess me. Now,
yeah, you want to play some music? You want to plug some shit of your own, man?
Hey, thanks, man. Let me plug
What's
something.
Your handle, man?
Hey, you want the handles, bro?
Is it just your name or is it something more clever?
Look, if you want the handles, meet me at Rucker Park, okay? Because this crossover will have you twisted up like a backwoods. Now, if you want my handles on social media, at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Let's see. Also, my other podcast, 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexander. Check that out. Comes out actually on Wednesdays.
Ooh.
So go download that if you want to keep hearing my voice, except much higher and talking all kinds of wild shit about reality TV. Now, a tweet I like real quick. A little bit of shade from the Zeit Gang. Genevieve at Totally Not a Fish.
Sounds like a fish.
Quote retweeted me a Reductress tweet. And look, I love Reductress, but this is where it hurts. And, you know, Chris, you can relate. It says...
Yeah.
It's a picture of a guy in an Elvis wig. You know, we've all seen this bad costume Elvis. It says, how to make your thin hair look thicker by wearing this $6 Elvis wig from Party City. So stupid. But I will try that. And then one more from Anna Hosnier handing me a phone right now from Reductress. It says, white friend who got lip filler seconds away from saying something problematic. Wow.
Funny.
Truth. Also, y'all, check out, you know, we got some live shows coming up, okay? So look into those. We will have, if you look on my Twitter, you'll see some links. I think you'll see them on the Daily Zeitgeist page as well. Portland, Brooklyn, D.C., Minneapolis, Chicago, Toronto, we're coming for you. And yes, there will be more dates too, so don't worry. Cities like Boston, you know, you're asking around. I'm sure Colorado, we're going to have to hit you up. Texas too. Don't worry. This is just the beginning, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're bald, don't wear a wig. It'll drive you nuts.
Thank you.
I know a guy who... put on a whole, like, started wearing a wig, like he lost his hair, and started wearing like a full-on wig,
Oh my God.
And now no one can touch his head and he lives alone in the woods.
Wow.
I mean, it's like it's
like it was like Tobias.
It's
like
just it ruined his life. He went completely crazy. I mean, everyone thinks he has long hair, but he can't be with anybody.
Long hair, I do care.
He can't be near anybody.
Wow.
Do not isolate yourself.
That should be some kind of like Greek myth.
I mean, it's
the
serious.
The man who wore the wig.
Yeah, if someone touches your wig and they don't know you're wearing a wig,
the high pitched scream.
You're in danger of murdering that person.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you lose it.
Yeah.
So he has to be by himself.
What's his face? There's also the guy who used to drum for Bill Withers also wears a wig to this day. A really bad Afro wig.
Back in the day, people really wore them. Like, my mom thinks everybody still does. She's always like, you might need a wig.
Well, on TV now, everyone wears a wig.
Yeah.
So that's just true. Not because like they're bald, just because it's easier to keep the hairstyles consistent. Just a little fast. Okay, a little movie magic.
Wow.
I wish I'd get on a show so someone would put a bunch of wigs in. I'm serious.
You can find one on top us. Of the other.
I would love that.
You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page. And also, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get them shows free. We also have a website, www.dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Okay,
thank you very much, Blake. We can, you know, find all kinds of info, links to the things we talked about, as well as the song we write out on. I want to go out on a song called Johannesburg from Africa Express. And it's got like a, you know, I don't know. It just makes me feel like a cool guy who was like a KCRW DJ in 1999.
Is that not who you are?
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
sorry,
I am.
Sorry you have to find out this way.
And I want
to
thank Miles and Blake and Anna and Dan. And it's always so fun to be on here.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
And this has been KCRW Morning Becomes Eclectic. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I'm Nick Hawkwood. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye. Or actually, no, see you later in like a couple hours. Bye.
There's something about Johannesburg. Anomaly says that she wants to bring the future that she can control until Johannesburg.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.